John 13, verses 1 to 15. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Well, today we're on to part 4 of Bless, our simple 5-step approach to blessing the people that God has placed in our lives. And the first S in Bless stands for serve. The reality is many people would like to be thought of as a servant, but no one really wants to be treated like one. It's why Jesus' actions in today's passage are nothing short of extraordinary. In our self-obsessed world, we all go after and celebrate things like position and power, rank and title. But Jesus turned the whole thing on its head. He demonstrated a totally countercultural way to live. See, washing feet wasn't the job of the leader. It was the job of the servant, and the lowest servant at that. But someone forgot to book the servant in the upper room that night, and no one was prepared to do the dirty work. See, Jesus initiated servant leadership in a way that no one else would. In this simple, deliberate act, Jesus demonstrates the servant heart of God, the same servant heart that took him out of choice to the cross, and the humility that Jesus calls his disciples to imitate. So how do we serve like this? Well, first, as we saw yesterday, our motivation must be love. If we're going to serve the people around us, we'll need to value people over position, relationships over reputation. Secondly, it requires a security in our own identity. Jesus could serve others because he knew he was totally secure and confident in who he was. He knew that he had come from the Father and would return to the Father. And so he had no need for titles. He had nothing whatsoever to prove. Do you know, it's not natural for us to serve other people in this way. The world we live in doesn't promote or celebrate this kind of living. It goes against the grain, it is hard, and everything in us might cry out for recognition and fame. But it's when we get down and serve the people around us, when we put their needs above our own, that we're really living for God. That is when we look most like Jesus. So take some time to be honest with God today. What do you find hard about serving the people around you? Is there anything you need God to shift in you to make it possible for you to serve others? Then lift up those on your blessed list to God and ask him to give you opportunities to serve the people he's placed in your lives.